Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a progress report on my professional letterhead. This is on patient George Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. This address is 18 BETSEY Way, Chico, California, 95928. Phone number is 530-519-3458. Date of birth is 9/11/1954. 68-year-old married man. Retired CPA. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Shield California. That's what I'm doing. So be quiet. It's addressed to Dr. Jennifer Andrzejczyk, A-N-E-R-O-C-H-I-C-K, M-D, Enloe Health and Wellness Primary Care Clinic, 530-332-7145. Fax is 530-893-6034. Pharmacy is CVS, 530-894-5112. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with personal concerns of risk factors for degenerative dementia. Dear professional colleagues, and this is dated 10/29/2025, George Jackson was seen for neurological reevaluation with the results of the amyloid PET CT imaging study completed at Northern California PET Imaging Center in Sacramento on October 21, 2025. Previous imaging was completed in May 13, 2024. His study shows an interval complete resolution of abnormal gray matter uptake in the cortices of the brain. Contrast between the white and gray matter is well preserved no abnormal uptake is seen in the cerebellum. The results of the standardized quantification showed a average value of 1.17 with a maximal normal of 1.14. These findings are borderline abnormal, consistent with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. He completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis, capitals M-O-C-A-N, parenthesis, on May 12, 2024, with a total score of 25/30. Slightly subnormal. Showing evidence of dysfunction in attention. Language. Delayed recall. With preserved visual, spatial, and executive functioning. New paragraph. He completed the all caps AD8 dementia screening interview on May 17, 2024, revealing changes in cognitive thinking and memory, verbal repetition, and daily problems with thinking and memory. His total score was 3/8. His underlying diagnoses are mild obstructive sleep apnea, nocturnal hypoxemia, for which he is treated. His overall apnea hypopenia index was 13.6 events per hour. With a sleep efficiency of 94.8%. With an oxygen nadir of 75% during sleep. Maximal heart rate was 91. as such, he has clinical findings of dementia with sleep apnea that requires treatment. His cardio IQ lipid study showed evidence for type 2 diabetes. With findings of dyslipidemia. Which, of course, requires treatment. His other laboratory reports show evidence for an elevated D-dimer risk factor for thrombosis. And some findings of nutritional insufficiency. New paragraph. A letter from his daughter, Lori A. Jackson, outlined the request for further information regarding his functional capacity. She reports that he can no longer remember what he once could. New paragraph. George Jackson has the clinical findings of dementia of the Alzheimer's variety and has difficulties with recollection on a daily basis. This is demonstrated with abnormal PET and MRI scans and laboratory testing. He is currently under continuous Leqembi infusions for treatment of his Alzheimer's disease on a regular and routine basis. New paragraph. His current therapy includes citalopram 20 milligrams, dash depression, metformin 500 milligrams, twice a day, dash diabetes, glipizide 5 milligrams, oral tablets, extended release, 1 a.m. diabetes, ProAir HFA, two puffs every 4 hours, pulmonary insufficiency, Levemir FlexTouch insulin subcutaneous pen, 10 to 15 units twice a day, diabetes. Sildenafil 100 milligram oral tablets, once daily vascular insufficiency, simvastatin 20 milligrams oral daily, dyslipidemia, ondansetron 4 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets per tongue, Q6 hours for nausea and vomiting, famotidine 20 milligram oral tablets by mouth twice daily, semaglutide 7 milligram oral tablets once daily, diabetes and obesity, nutritional supplements and vitamins. Recent symptoms include heartburn and indigestion, kidney stones, psychiatric care, vasectomy, hives. New paragraph. In consideration of his clinical history, symptoms, and findings, George Jackson has a form of mental insufficiency that would be diagnosed diagnosed as Alzheimer's-related dementia. He is currently treated with supportive medical therapy to reduce his dementia risk. New paragraph, as such, he has difficulties with functional capacity on an ongoing basis. George Jackson may not be able to respond in an appropriate capacity because of his Alzheimer's mental insufficiency and his dementia-related cognitive decline. Attempts at questioning may be met with insufficiency of understanding and capacity to respond normally. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.